Hello, and welcome to the Warren Group's February Foreclosure Podcast, where we'll examine the latest trends in foreclosure stats across Massachusetts. It was another big month for the Bay State as foreclosure starts spiked nearly 46%, marking 24 consecutive months of increases. Meanwhile, lenders filed 1,264 petitions to foreclose, compared to 868 filed in February of 2015. Year-to-date, there were 2,188 petitions filed in Massachusetts, a 47.2% increase from last year's mark. February auction notices rose 8.8% on a year-over-year basis with 644 filings, but on the upside, this marked a 15.7% decline from January 2016, when Massachusetts saw just 745 auctions. Joining us now is Tim Warren, CEO of the Warren Group, to help shed some light on these figures. Welcome, Tim.
Hello. Good to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. So to start, the monthly numbers of starts is much closer to what they were, what we were seeing in 2012 and 2013, though nowhere near the heights we saw in 2007 through 2010. Could you call these figures the new normal?
No, I don't think they're the normal rate at all. I think it's too high. Last year, we saw under 12,000 foreclosure starts. So far this year, we're on a pace to record over 13,000 starts. With new, tougher mortgage underwriting standards in place now, we should see half that number. In 2013, we had 5,220 starts. I think that is the number that we should be shooting for. I think that as the median sales prices increase and the backlog of foreclosure processing gets under control, we'll get back to that level of around 5,000 per year. It may take another year or two, but that's what I would consider to be normal.
And once again, the percentage of foreclosure petitions increased by double digits in Massachusetts. Nationwide, the number of foreclosures has been dropping for months. Snow, what makes Massachusetts so different?
Well, it's not entirely clear to me why the foreclosure starts in Massachusetts seem to be bucking the national trend. The National Mortgage Bankers Association reported that in the fourth quarter of last year, the foreclosure start rate was down 10 basis points from a year ago. And the rate of mortgages considered seriously delinquent nationally was at its lowest since 2007. But here in Massachusetts, we have seen year-over-year increases in foreclosure starts for 24 straight months. And the total of 1,264 starts in February this year is the highest in any month since October of 2012. That's more than 3 years. The economic and employment statistics in Massachusetts have certainly improved dramatically in the past 3 years. So why are the foreclosures increasing? One common explanation is a backlog of delinquent mortgages in Massachusetts due to legal cases and anti-foreclosure regulations that are really unique to Massachusetts. Lenders slowed down processing in 2013 and are now ramping up. But there's another explanation that's possible, and that is that median prices in Massachusetts have not rebounded like they have in other parts of the country. Statewide median prices are still 4% below the peak that they saw in 2005. In each of the past 2 years, median prices grew by less than 3% annually. Without the growth in home prices, many homeowners have little or no equity cushion that will allow them to refinance or to sell their home. That pushes them into foreclosure.
Now onto auctions. The notice in a local newspaper that a lender intends to sell a foreclosed property, which we so happen to make available in Banker and Tradesman, were only up 8.8% on a year-over-year basis, but down when stacked up against January 2016. Now, what's going on there?
Well, I don't think there's a big trend there with those auctions. For the last 2 years now, we've been seeing between 500 and 600 auctions scheduled each month. Some months are a bit above that range, and some months are a little bit below. In February, the auction number was 644, so it was actually above what I'm calling the normal range. But February of 2015 was high also, so the percentage gain was small. I would just call it a hiccup in the data. The good news is that the number of auctions is somewhere around half the number of foreclosure petitions. So a lot of problem loans get dealt with before the home goes all the way through the entire foreclosure process.
And that's that for the Warren Group's February foreclosure podcast. To learn more, visit thewarrengroup.com.